این چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
Allah ya Allah subhanallah. Allah ya Allah walhamdulillah. Allah wa la ilaha illallah. Allah ya Allah wallahu akbar.
This is a short part of Imam Khomeini's speech. The day on which our president, God forbid, comes out of the habit of slum dwelling and focuses on palatial living is the day on which deviation will afflict him and those that are in the contact with him. The day on which, God forbid, the legislators form the habit of affluent living and leave their worthy habit of slum dwelling is the day on which we must recite the burial prayers of this country. In the course of the constitutional movement, we were dealt many blows by these affluent mansion dwellers.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. Dear audience, welcome to a new episode of Spring of the Truth from IRIB English Radio. Well, on the subject of hypocrisy and the hypocrites, Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi said, I doubt if you can find a group or band whose crimes and meanness are on a par with that of this small group of the hypocrites. Well, the sentence recited just now is about the evil and detrimental acts of hypocrites, which are in damage equivalent to horrible crimes. You know, the greatest sin of the heart and worst disease of the soul is hypocrisy. Hypocrisy totally separates man from humanity. The hypocrite is counted among the Satans. Even in this world, he is considered most degraded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and in the hereafter, he shall inhabit the lowest level. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. Surely the hypocrites are in the lowest stage of the fire. Surah An-Nisa, verse 145. Thus the punishment of the hypocrites shall be more severe than that of the infidels. Hypocrisy is actually the worst kind of disbelief. In order to gain worldly benefits, the hypocrite veils his disbelief by the screen of religiousness. He seems to be religious by his words and actions, whereas his heart is not religious at all. For example, he recites the two formula of faith, that is kalimatu shahadatain. He verbally claims to believe in the Holy Book of Quran and Day of Judgment, but his heart does not have faith in these things. In addition to disbelief, the hypocrite also suffers from the disease of lying, cheating, and ridiculing the faith. The hypocrite lies to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam, and the believers. He resorts to cheating and ridicules the truth. Actually, he is lying to himself as well. He is cheating himself and ridiculing his own self. This is mentioned in detail in the Holy Book of Quran. You can read Surah Al-Munafiqun to understand the degradation of hypocrites, their evil traits, and severity of their punishment in the hereafter. Okay, dear listeners, thank you very much for being with us in this episode. And until another one, I bid you farewell and may Allah protect you all. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Every night and every day.
Every night and every day.